A Golden Symphony from Diana Ross and the Supremes. Number 39, first week on Billboard's Hot 100, and it would make number one for 2 weeks on November 20th and November 27th. I tell you, you are going to be so loved by the music on today's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. There's more here, right around the corner on 1280 AM.
Come on, you condominium buyers. Come on, all you folks who are tired of rental payments. There's a great new condominium community about to go up in prestigious West Bloomington, and Orrin Thompson Homes says you better see it quick. Yes, come discover the condominiums of Countryside by Orrin Thompson Homes, the Twin Cities' largest home builder. Here are quality condominiums with fine features unmatched anywhere, at anywhere near the price. Starting from the low 50s, each Countryside condominium offers as standard items a dramatic corner fireplace, your own washer and dryer, indoor heated parking, special bike parking, balcony, plus amenities like pool and professional landscaping, as well as necessities like security systems. Orrin Thompson Homes will also give you $100 a month for 3 full years to help make your monthly mortgage payments. Come see the plans at Countryside, 102nd and Highway 18 in West Bloomington. Countryside Condominiums by Orrin Thompson Homes, an equal opportunity builder.
Coach Glenn Sonmore talks about the Minnesota North Stars' next home game with the Los Angeles Kings.
The Los Angeles Kings, who were, I think, the surprise team of the National Hockey League last year in that they finished fourth overall and, of course, had the league's number one line in Deion Taylor Simmer. The most vivid improvement in their team last season, though, was at defense, where their number one draft choice, a big kid named Larry Murphy, turned out to be just a great find for them. He scored some 70 points playing defense, and they went and acquired the big Jerry Korab from Buffalo and the big defenseman from the Islanders, Lewis. So this is one of the teams that we don't particularly want it to be a wide-open game with, particularly when Deion's out there. So we'll try to make this game a much more disciplined, much tighter checking, harder hitting game.
Call the Met Center now and order your tickets. The Minnesota North Stars, so close, we can taste it.
Hockey weather out there this morning as the snow begins to accumulate on the highways and byways around the Gopher State. There is a traveler's advisory for the entire state of Minnesota today. Cloudy with 1 to 2 inches of snow and a high of 36. Right now, snowing in 32. There are a couple of cars on eastbound and westbound 12 between downtown and Highway 100 that look like accordions. So take it easy on the roads out there. Stay in one piece. Keep your eye on the road and your ear right here. WWTC with the Golden Top 40 Countdown. This is an extra two-hour survey this week. The Walker Brothers. Make it easy on yourself. Jerry Butler tune, Make It Easy on Yourself. The Walker Brothers. Many people thought the Walker Brothers were from England, and they actually did better in England than they did here in the United States, but they were actually from Los Angeles. You might have seen them on television shows like Hollywood A Go-Go. 1965, also big years for Shindig. As a matter of fact, Shindig was so big that they had it on TV 2 times each week in the fall of 65. And you remember Hullabaloo, don't you? Sure. And I know you remember this lady. She was from England. Petula Clark with the number 38 song on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. It's called
Round Every Corner, Round Every Corner, Round Every Corner, Round Every Corner.
That's number 38 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown, Round Every Corner by Petula Clark. And Petula was unusual in that the charts and rock and roll itself was a teenage phenomenon. And Petula Clark was actually well into her 30s by the time she had that first number one called Downtown in 1964. And from then on, it was a string of golden hits for Miss Petula Clark. It's 10:21. Stand by for song number 37 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Oh, what a feeling to own a Toyota.
And oh, what an 82 you're going to have at Toyota City, where you can see the all-new 82 Supra. Motor Trend magazine calls it the twin cam terror with space-age styling. Toyota City has the all-new 82 Celica, newly designed to cheat the wind for better fuel efficiency and handling. And oh, what an 82 for Corolla. Toyota City has a large selection of the new quality fuel-saving Corollas. In addition to all the new 82s, Toyota City has a fantastic closeout on 81s, including demos. For example, you can save up to $1,050 on Celica demos, up to $1,500 on Supra demos. Toyota, oh, what quality, what value, what styling, and oh, what an 82 you're going to have at Toyota City. Always with easy financing, full warranties, and night service, parts and service available when you are. Brooklyn Boulevard, Brooklyn Park.
Western costume puts the howl back into Halloween. Dress up this Halloween as Dracula, the devil vampire, or a gorilla, Frankenstein, or skeleton costume. Or how about Vampira, sexy Satan, or sexy witch costumes? Northwestern costume has the masks, makeup, fangs, scars, clown wigs, crazy noses, warts, hairspray, bottles of blood. Sounds like it might be my type. And special effects to make you absolutely ghostly. There are over 14,000 costumes to choose from, along with a ghostly selection of bats and rats. Scare the howl out of your friends. Visit Northwestern Costume in Crystal at 3203 North Highway 100 or the Roseville store inside of Mike's Formalwear, 2345 Fairview Avenue, or their East St. Paul store inside of Knight's Formalwear, 2004 Suburban Avenue. And put the howl back into Halloween at Northwestern Costume, the Halloween store.
Northwestern Costume and the Golden Rock proud to be bringing you the TC Halloween Party that's next Saturday night at Castle Royale with the return of the original Trashman. Tickets are available at all Dayton stores. Why don't you pick up a couple of today? And remember that you can use your Dayton's charge card. Well, did you get to the big party last night at the St. Paul Civic Center? Oh, I tell you, that was a wing ding to remember. 10 big oldies acts on stage. I was there. Somebody called this morning and says, hey, you missed the show. I didn't miss the show. I got a little different perspective than you did, though. I was backstage most of the night getting interviews with people like Tommy Rowe, Del Shannon, Bobby V, the Shirelles, and the list goes on. And I hope that at some point down the road I'll be able to play those for you because I had some very interesting minutes with those people, and I'd love to share them with you sometime. 24 minutes after 10. Oh, one more thing I got to mention. Somebody ripped off Wolfman Jack's black cape last night. And I spent a good deal of time after the show with Mike Ryan searching for Wolfman's cape. If you are the person who took Wolfman Jack's cape, he wants you to know that there is a hex on that thing and on you, unless that thing is returned. And the man means business. He might check in with us a little later today on TC's Golden Top 40 Countdown. As we run down the top 40 songs of October 24th, 1965. 65, the year that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and 2,600 more blacks arrested in Selma, Alabama during three-day demonstrations. Oh, there's a lot of unrest down there in 65. A lot of protest over voter registration rules. And Otis Redding singing about respect. Number 37. On the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Oh, we all need a little respect. Actually, Aretha Franklin had a bigger hit with that song, but it was the song written by Otis Redding, Respect, that made number 37 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown for October 24th, 1965. We're moving up another notch to song number 36. The Fortunes. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. $11 7th week on the chart for five guys from England called The Fortunes. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. That got as high as number 7, now slipping down to number 36 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. It's 10:31. Give a friend a call and tell him the action's on 1280 AM from now until 2 o'clock today.
Hello!
Hello!
Hey, this is great. Lee Iacocca and the Chrysler Corporation declare no price increase on the most popular 82s.
Lee Iacocca declares no price increase on the most popular 82s. And Harold Barnett says Barnett Chrysler Plymouth Jeep won't pass the buck either.
Huh?
Barnett Chrysler Plymouth Jeep won't pass the buck. Listen, till 6 p.m. Saturday, offer Barnett a dollar over invoice on any car or truck they carry. They keep the buck. You drive away in the vehicle of your choice.
Now, wait a minute. Even 82s and Jeeps?
Any model, any make, in stock or ordered.
Now, that's what I call war on sticker shock. Anything else, Echo?
Yes, don't just stand there. Hurry to Barnett. They won't pass the buck, but only till Saturday at 6. Barnett Chrysler Plymouth Jeep, Highway 61, White Bear Lake.
Gee, Echo, thanks for the tip.
No charge.
And ask Barnett about exciting new Chrysler rebates of up to $1,000.
Have you heard of the sound of music? At Sound of Music, we would like to declare ourselves. In the retail business world, we're what's known as a price house. In Minneapolis, St. Paul, we're known as the price house. That means our objective is to sell a lot of stereos and televisions for a few dollars instead of the other way around. You know the names, Pioneer, Panasonic, Magnavox, Sanyo, and more, and this weekend you'll see the prices in our full-page ad in the Sunday paper. An entire page of national name brand stereos, televisions, and videotape recorders at the lowest prices you've seen. In Minneapolis, St. Paul, Sound of Music is the price house for stereos and televisions. But hurry, these price house sale prices are only good for 5 days. Shop and save at Sound of Music.
Get a deluxe shelving unit with a glass door, warehouse sale priced at only $39.95 at Sound of Music. 27 minutes before 11 o'clock, a traveler's advisory for the entire state today. Cloudy, with 1 to 2 inches of snow and a high of 36. We have snowy conditions right now, slippery highways, 32 degrees, and the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown moves on with another one of those great folk songs from Pete Seeger. It's done by Johnny Rivers. Where Have All the Flowers Gone? It's number 35 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Where have all the flowers gone?
Stella, Johnny Rivers, and Where Have All the Flowers Gone? A Pete Seeger song that the Kingston Trio had as the original hit back in the late 50s. And Where Have All the Flowers Gone is number 35 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Johnny Rivers, besides putting out many top 10 hits of his own, also helped many other artists and writers get on their way. People like Jimmy Webb, for example, and The Fifth Dimension. 10:38, TC's Golden Top 40 Countdown now features a song that has dropped off the chart this week, but is still a big one in the dance halls in 1965. Oh, 65 was the year of the Jerk and the Swim, the Frog, and the Twist was still big. I was talking with Chubby Checker last night about how the Twist changed the way people danced all over the world. And here's one we were stomping to in 1965. The Strange Loves and Carol Lynn. You remember jumping up and down to that one back in 1965? Carolyn, The Strange Loves, dropping off our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown this week. It's 10:41. Stand by for song number 34 here on the Golden Rock.
Okay, Midway, we want to fly your wholesale skies.
Now, Midway Airlines flies the wholesale skies to Chicago and saves you up to 50%. Yes, fly Midway and save up to 50% compared to other airlines flying to O'Hare. Four convenient departure times every business day, you'll arrive at hassle-free Midway Airport. With Midway Airlines' lowest unrestricted fare to Chicago, you'll have more to spend at the other end.
Midway Chicago flights start tomorrow. And Tampa is next.
10,000.
1,200 wheels.
10,000.
10,000 deals.
10,000 auto parts. We got them outnumbered.
Winter's just around the corner, and that means it's time to buy now and save big money at 10,000 auto parts. For a limited time, 10,000 auto parts is featuring spectacular sale prices on everything you know you're going to need for winter driving. Just take a look at our special 12-page shopper. It's filled with huge savings on everything from batteries to brushes, from starters to radiator caps. This is your chance to take advantage of super low prices before the cold weather hits and the rain turns to snow. Don't get caught with your battery down, no matter what you drive, car or truck, foreign or American. 10,000 auto parts is everything you're going to need for winter at tremendous discounts during the buy now and save sale. It's another way we've got them all outnumbered.
When it's 40 below, you'll be sorry you didn't get a new long life battery during 10,000's pre-winter sale.
You save big money. You save big money when you shop Menards.
Yes, now's the time to save big money on caulking and weather stripping during Menards Energy Saver Sale. Fill up those cracks around your doors and windows and keep out cold winter winds with caulking from Menards. It's all on sale right now. Red Devil Lifetime Caulk is a paintable acrylic latex caulk, and it's warranted for as long as you own your home. Red Devil Lifetime Caulk on sale for $1.88 a tube at Menards. Oil-based Easy Caulk is only 38 cents a tube. Weather stripping on sale, too. Another Energy Saver special is a 25-foot roll of fiberglass pipe wrap insulation, now get this, for just 87 cents. So get set for winter, my friend, now. And save big money during Menards Energy Savers Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Menards in Fridley, West St. Paul, Burnsville, Oakdale, Eden Prairie, and now open in Golden Valley. Just had a call from a lady who wanted to know when we announced the TC Great American Employee of the Day. Well, we do that Monday through Friday, about this time, between 10 and 11 o'clock. And for all you people who are working right now, I tip my hat to you, and you got to get your nomination in. Nominate yourself for the TC Great American Employee Salute of the Day. The address, 123 East Grant Street. I mean, make this nomination out, you know, during your break today. You do get a break, don't you? I hope so. 123 East Grant Street, Minneapolis, 55403. 16 before 11. Holding down the number 34 spot on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown is a man from Oklahoma, the former lead voice for the New Christy Minstrels. This song was one of the big protest songs of the mid-1960s. And as a matter of fact, it's really quite timely today in 1981. A former number one on September 24th. Now dropping to number 34. Barry McGuire and the Eve of Destruction. Written by P.F. Sloan, The Eve of Destruction was number one in September of 1965. And Barry McGuire would go on to join the Broadway cast of Hair and then become a born-again Christian. As a matter of fact, the man is still on fire for the Lord today, and occasionally you will see him on the 700 Club singing Christian songs. 11 minutes before 11, there was an answer song to the Eve of Destruction called The Dawn of Correction. I have never heard this song. Picked it up this morning before I came in from Bob Rose, Bob who works out of Golden Memories in Crystal and has just about every record ever recorded. This was the answer to the Eve of Destruction called The Dawn of Correction by a group called The Spokesman. Let's listen together.
The Western world has a common dedication, but I say you're wrong. We're just on the dawn of correction.
Yeah, lighten up, brother. The Dawn of Correction by the Spokesman. Kind of cute, huh? I like that. And as a matter of fact, that song was on Billboard's Hot 100 on October 25th, 1965, down here at the number 64 spot. It got as high as number 36. And, of course, the original inspiration of that whole thing, The Eve of Destruction, was a number one for Barry McGuire. It's 10:53. Song number 33 is right around the corner here on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Shock Electronics Tom Preby Memorial Warehouse Sale. A sale of such magnitude that Tom gave his very warehouse for the sale. The boss at Shock said, jump. Tom said, how high? The boss at Shock said, sell Bonephone stereo radios for just $29.88. Tom said, Bonephones for just $29.88. The competition sells them at $49. So what's it? The boss will be 20 bucks cheaper. Then the boss said, we'll show the consumer we mean business. A year ago, people paid $1,000 for Toshiba's best microcomponents. Last week, another Midwestern dealer sold them for over $700. But now at Shock, people will get Toshiba's tuner, preamp, and 80-watt power amp for just $399. People will save over $300. And Tom said, you got it, but my warehouse will never be the same. The boss said, that's all right. We'll have it bronzed. Shock's Tom Preby Memorial Warehouse Sale, because Tom gave his warehouse just for the sale.
Shock's Tom Preby Memorial Warehouse Sale is now in progress at all 13 Twin Cities Shock stores.
Thank you for shopping, Tom Thumb. Can I help you?
Say, buddy, could you spare a couple of bucks? I haven't had a good meal for days, and I'm kind of down on my luck.
You don't need a couple of bucks.
I don't.
No.
Okay, how about a quarter? Here, let me clean the counter for you.
No, you don't understand.
Do the windows.
At Tom Thumb, you can get lunch for under a buck.
Huh?
Tom Thumb's a great place to get a quick bite.
Oh, sounds great.
We've got hot and cold sandwiches,
microwave pizza, chips, candy, cold pop, coffee, and lots of other good things.
Oh, I'm starving.
All that, and at Tom Thumb, there's no fighting long lines or crowded parking lots.
Oh, feed me.
And if you're short of cash, Tom Thumb even has some great specials on lunches for under a buck.
Under a buck, huh? Okay, could you spare me a buck?
Excuse me. Hi there, little girl. Can I help you?
Hey, little kid. See, I haven't had a bite for days. That's one.
Ouch! It's the convenience store with a whole lot more.
Tom Thumb. This week at Tom Thumb, get a Deli Express hot and spicy beef burrito and a 12-ounce can of Coke for just 69 cents. That's now at Tom Thumb. Was talking with a very depressed Green Bay Packer fan this morning. I understand your frustrations, my friend, but you can't take it too seriously, you know? You can't let your whole life revolve around the old goalposts. Give it up, and about the time you do that, they'll surprise you. They might even come close. Oh, geez, I tell you. And I tell you what, Mike, if you're listening this morning, let me take you back to 1965. It was the year the Green Bay Packers won the NFL after a two-year absence. They beat the defending champ Cleveland Browns 23-12, and it was the first of three 1960 titles in a row for the green and gold. That make you feel better? Moving up the charts to number 33, from Georgia, the Newbies and Run Baby Run. Run, baby, run, and that is your life. New Beats, song number 33 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Snow continues to fall around the Twin Cities this morning. Can you imagine playing a World Series in weather like this? Well, you know, the Twins were playing the World Series about this time, 1965. Lost it in seven games to the Dodgers. Maybe you were there. Take it easy on the roads this morning. I don't want to see you and your car end up like an accordion. We need all the healthy TC listeners we can get. Do me a favor and call a friend and ask him to join the club here. It's WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul, with the Golden Top 40 Countdown. Song number 32 is next.
Mutual News. The American delegation is packing up for the return trip from the North-South Economic Summit in Cancun, Mexico. A short while ago, Secretary of State Alexander Haig briefed reporters on U.S. impressions of President Reagan's impact at the meeting of 22 rich and poor nations.
I was impressed by the strong interest in the president's program, which was announced in great detail in the Philadelphia speech, and in the desire of the developing nations for closer economic ties with the United States, and a keen interest and a growing recognition that the private sector is indeed the locomotive for economic growth.
Secretary of State Haig at Cancun. President Reagan is due back in Washington later this afternoon. He plans now to focus on the AWACS issue. The Senate will vote on AWACS Wednesday. Three more suspected radicals in custody in New York City this morning. Police there say they arrested a former Black Panther after a gun battle yesterday afternoon and apprehended two members of the Weather Underground in the Bronx last night in connection with their investigation of Tuesday's Brinks armored truck heist. This is news from Mutual Radio. Dan Scanlon reporting.